Blog Talk Radio.
Say shout out to my famo champ, man.
Real soldier.
Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig?
It's time on the radio, man. Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? Chop, chop, chop on the radio.
319-527-6057 doing live shows.
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
You now tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? You chop on the radio. Who really jerking?
100K or no way. Who really jerking? Say you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet. You did.
Chop on the radio.
Chop on the radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Thank you to all you jerkaholics for taking the time out to call in or hit that link for the online listening.
You tuned in
to your number one jerk portal on the internet.
You did.
Chop on the radio.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy the show. Tell them don't be scared.
The door is always open. Won't you come?
Chop on the radio.
Chop on the radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Mr. Exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight shot, no chaser. Money over everything. Bitch, I'm about my paper. Gotta stay forever green. Get it with my team. Famo, keep it any ready, nigga. Playing, you gon' see. Every day I'm after something. It's all legal, let it grow. I ain't rich, but I ain't broke, nigga. No, I ain't sharing how I did it. You just mind you and your bitch. You wasn't helping when I motherfucking needed. You just stay out my way. I keep it in house, so I don't care about who you know, what they found. I just do it with my famos. I already got. A part of the team, get in the back ass. But we know the real you, real you. All talk but don't come through. Man, fuck you. I can't help the nation, it's the realest. You gon' motherfucking feel it. Jerk King, watch me kill it. I'm that motherfucking nigga. I'm just chillin' with my family, trying to get it in. Family around me only, I don't need a friend. Straight shot, no chaser. Money over everything, bitch, I'm about my paper. Gotta stay forever green. Get it with my team, fam, I'ma keep it any ready, nigga. Playing, you gon' see. Playing, you gon' see. That's why I stay to my motherfucker self. The evil I can be. But really, that ain't me. Playing, you gon' see. 52 cards in the deck. You playing with 48 jacks. Help me keep it ruthless, no problem, I'm on they neck. For respect, these niggas pussy and I know they know. You the type to tell them that you sold out, but nobody showed. You the type to brag about some bitches, we know they some hoes. You the type to think you keeping secrets, we already know. I ain't worried about it, I'm just 100K, I'm just saying. Mr. said no blow up and we stand on that, no I'm not playing. We stay in our lane, but mine's a highway. Lay back nigga, I do everything my way. I just want some money, get the money, no shy away. Don't trip, act accordingly, it's my place. It's the realest, motherfucking feel it. Jerk King, watch me kill it. I'm that motherfucking nigga. I'm just chillin' with my family, trying to get it in. Family around me only, I don't need a friend. Straight shot, no chaser. Money over everything, bitch, I'm about my paper. Gotta stay forever green. Get it with my team, fam, I'ma keep it any ready, nigga. Playin', you gon' see. Playin', you gon' see. That's why I stay to my motherfucking self, the evil I can be. But really, that ain't me. Playing, you gon' see. Boy, playing, you gon' see.
Jerkaholics, this is Top Only Radio, man. Back to business, 83. I am the Mr. King 1033 South Sea. That's me, you dig? Jerk Kings Point Blank. We're getting ready to get it in tonight, man. Big shouts out and big salute to everybody, man, that's been jerking with us, man. Everybody that's been listening to the shows, either by the phone or hitting that online link, man, and replaying the shows, too, if they didn't miss it, man. Big shouts out to y'all. Happy birthday, man, to iFemo YL Dallas, Mr. Exclusive, man. And if you go to the website, the Mr34.com, go to the Mr34.com, man. Go to the blog part, the blog of section on there, man, the highlight, spotlight. Go to that, man. You will check out on the blog, too. You will see YL Dallas, the new underground heat cover magazine cover that just dropped. Go check it out, man. It's up there on the website, the Mr34.com, the Mr34.com. You're going to find a lot of stuff, man. We're going to get off into some information, too. A lot of people have been contacting, asking about getting placement on the website and that type of stuff, man. We're going to get off on that, but we're going to show Femo some love tonight, man. We got to. It's his birthday, man. Much love, Femo. Keep doing your thing. Keep grinding. Keep jerking. Keep working. You already know, man. Straight to the top is where we headed. So we got to get off into this one, man. He laced us with a new one, man. We're going to get off into it right now. This is YL Dallas. Get out the way.
I'm chillin', life good. I'm honey, KK. No ops, no friends. I'm AOKK. No need, don't want. I'm getting paid, paid. You ain't talking money,
money.
Get out.
Wait,
go now,
go.
I can't take no slowdown,
no.
I done made it to the streets, bitch, I'm getting
go
up now,
go.
Bank account out in the D's, I need some more like right now,
right now.
Talking all I wanna see, Ben Franks in my lap,
no be the money.
Goddamn, not sorry, that's how I am,
yeah.
Antisocial I am,
yeah.
I'm by myself if I can,
yeah.
Can't trust a motherfucker soul, if you do then you damn. That's why I stay out to my lonely, bitch, I'm happy I am,
happy I am.
Who that?
Who that,
they say how he do that. Bitch, I only move in silence, but I thought you knew that. Bitch, I celebrate in private, it's just me and my bag. I'm still swagging when I do it, Coco Red in my hat. I'm chillin', life good, I'm honey,
KK.
No ops, no friends,
I'm AOKK.
No need, don't want, I'm getting paid,
paid.
You ain't talking money,
money,
get out the way. I'm chillin', life good, I'm honey,
KK.
No ops, no friends,
I'm AOK,
no need, don't want, I'm getting paid,
paid.
You ain't talking money,
money,
get out the way,
way.
Tryna smoke a pound, and a thou, bitch, I'm on
it.
Still chasing the M's, can't sit still, bitch, I want that,
yeah.
Nothing is enough, in the rough, bitch, I'm greedy, no, bitch, I can't cut, I'm in love, plus you need,
move.
Catch me in the D, in the O,
after the money,
yeah. Understand that I can't be no hoe,
that shit ain't fun.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I know what I know.
You can't get over.
Just take note if you try, then it's over. I'm chillin', life good. I'm honey,
KK.
No ops, no friends.
I'm AOKK.
No need, don't want. I'm getting paid,
paid.
You ain't talking money,
money.
Get out the way.
Word.
I'm chillin', life good. I'm honey,
KK.
No ops, no friends.
I'm AOKK.
No need, don't want. I'm getting paid,
paid.
You ain't talking money,
money,
get out the way,
way.
That was that YL Dallas, get out the way. He had to start it off, man. Let's go. It's time to go ahead and enter to the jerk zone, baby. Let's rock.
Yeah.
how good life could be. One day I'ma do everything I ever dreamed. One day I'ma change the life of my whole team. New day, new mind, same goals this time. Don't care if you with me, I'm still gon' get mine. Drop out 250, need more than just five. Had to let it all go, just to get it right. Okay, okay, I know, it's all about action. Can't talk no more, gotta move in silence. Only let God know, pray for strength for what's coming. Just lean, not go. One day I'ma be where I know I'm supposed to be. One day I'ma have nothing but have everything. One day I'ma have no stress, cause my mind's at ease. One day I will be the best me there ever be. New day, new mind, same goals this time. Don't care if you with me, I'm still gon' get mine. Drop out 250, need more than just five. Had to let it all go, just to get it right. New day, new mind, same goals this time. Don't care if you with me, I'm still gon' get mine. Drop out 250, need more than just five. Had to let it all go, just to get it right.
DJ Rumble on the track, baby. Two lanes change the night train the brand. Know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Hold up.
Hold up.
Smoke some.
Wait a minute, yeah.
We never will. We rapping on Cliff Burton.
Yeah, no, we did it. Two lanes a night train, man. We blowing up the spinach. Your girl get them, did it. So I hit it and I quit it, man. That whole pussy tight like my tissue ring is fitted. I get them all duet like my flow when I spit it. Be the life so something. Now I'm rolling corner, bending in the winners with a syndicate of smoke. And we're sipping on the thick purple liquid. I'm going switch town. But I'm ripping D-Town, Oak Cliff, to be specific. Illinois and Hampton, Keystone, folks. So don't clown or get it twisted. I get your name went down on a hit list. I promise and I guarantee you my hitters don't miss. And if I heard you right, you talking that shit. You starting to diss. But wait a minute, if you can't stand the heat, then get the fuck up out the kitchen, player. Don't start what you can't finish. Motherfucker, quit your bitchin' if you wanna scratch, cause you got a niche. But you ain't stopping me from my mission, so you can keep on wishing that you should listen. If then pay attention or you go miss it. Oh, and just in case I fail to mention, it's 19 after 4 o'clock on my watch. Hey, so wait a minute.
Hold up. Like the homie Pimp C say, smoke some, bitch.
Wait a minute, yeah. We smoking live.
That's that Night Train the brand in Tulane, James, man. This is, man, a YL Dallas birthday celebration. So we're going to get it jerky for Femo, man. And we're going to come back and we're going to chop, man. But, you know, we got to do it right. Big shout out to YL Dallas, man. Enjoy it, Femo. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
FMO said he think OG Harv on the line. OG Harv, that's you on the line. We're going to check in with you here in just a minute. Famo, much love, man. Salute. We got to get off because it's Rate of Factor. Hey, man, big shout out to YL Dallas, man. It's birthday, man. We're going in, man.
Yeah. Rate of Factor. 17. I am Glock.
Be cool.
We just keep dropping them hits on these niggas.
Yeah.
Dropping hits. Yeah. Better be cool. Mind your biz, left fit and wedge. Do you dig? Better be cool. Mind your biz, left fit and wedge. Do you dig? Better be cool. Mind your biz, left fit and wedge. Do you dig? Better be cool. Mind your biz, left fit and wedge. Do you dig? Better be cool. Mind your biz, left fit and wedge. Do you dig? Better be cool. Mind your biz, left fit and wedge.
Big shout out, Rate of Factor right there, man. Also, man, big salute, Rate of Factor, man. Our new sponsor, big shout out, Rate of Factor. Y'all stay tuned, man. We got a lot of things upcoming this year, man, and it's amazing. You dig? But real quick, man, I want to touch on something, man. Manifesting, you know, the things in your life, man, and manifesting the things you desire, manifesting your thoughts. You know what I mean? A lot of people struggle with, you know, understanding that you can manifest your, you know, the thoughts, dealing with your thoughts and the things that you see, the things that you think of and visualize, you know what I mean? But there's ways you got to do that, you know what I mean? There's some steps out there, man. So I encourage you, man, take some time out and just do a little research, man, on manifesting your thoughts, manifesting your creativity and these type of different things, man. This is going to go a long way in life for you and in whatever it is that you do. You feel me? You can manifest certain things, man. So, you know, like I said, a lot of people ask about that, you know, feel me, about manifesting your thoughts. Sometimes they get caught up so with that way of thinking. But let's check in with 1030. We're going to touch on it, but let's check in with 1030. Welcome to the show. Who we got? You're Last four digits 1030.
Hello.
What's going on with you? Who we got? Yeah, we got you. We got you.
This is OG Redneck. What's happening?
OG Redneck. What it do, man? What's going on with you?
Oh, man, trying to take care of these animals. So get me to sit out here and roll me up a little something.
I know that's right, man. Hey, appreciate you taking out some time, man. Call in to the show, chop with us, man. We'll give you a little minute, man. Let you get that together, man, because we're going to chop, man. We're going to talk tonight.
Hell yeah. Let me roll this up. We'll choke and puff.
That's what it is, man.
You're going to chop it up and choke it out. Chop
straight up. OG Redneck, man, live. That's what I'm talking about, man. Y'all already know. Y'all done heard him so many times, man. OG Redneck, man, come on. It's always a wonderful time.
Hey, we got some interesting news to discuss in the world of cannabis today.
Uh-oh. Man. And also, man, I'm glad I got you on because we got the website up and running, and it's jerking, man. It's been jerking. It's incredible. It's amazing. Appreciate everybody that's been going, rocking with the website, checking it out, because the numbers have been growing real quick, real fast. But it's also some things, man. I'm going to get with you, you know what I mean, and talk to you about what opportunities with that as well. But let's check in. We got 7136 on the line, too. 7136, welcome to the show. Who we got?
Man. Y'all stop playing, man. Y'all already know what's going on, man. It's school, in the building. Franchise Records is in the building. Famo Nation.
Famo Nation, man. School of Franchise Records. What's good with you, Famo? How everything going out your way, man?
Man, it's really amazing.
That's
any other way for me to explain it, man, it's amazing, man. I never thought I'd see the things that I'm seeing right now. But I work hard for it. You work hard for it.
We outside, man.
Yeah, man. Family Nation, the mob, man. We outside, man. Stop playing, man.
Man, beautiful things. And I got an announcement to make too, man. Like I said, it just, man, I can't be nothing but happy, you know what I mean, and jerking. Everybody seems like everything, you know what I mean, is on that energy, man, and it's high around this way, man. Salute to Famo, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the School of Hound show too, man. Famo, we told them the website was coming. We told them this. We told him.
Yeah.
You did. And we ain't lying, man. We ain't putting no blow up out there, man. We delivered. You did.
Yeah. I've been seeing everything. I've been seeing all the everything you've been doing, Famo. And that was the reason why, you know, we linked up, you know,
right,
and doing what we done. You know what I mean? And everything. And I'm like, shit, man, like I told you, it is what it is. You know.
All they been seeing, you know, they just been seeing the Underground Heat cover magazine then roll back out and start hitting out there. We keep telling them, you know what I mean, it's a whole nother magazine, man, online, articles, not just covers, you feel me? Underground Heat cover magazine is now ran by Chop On It Radio Network System, you dig? So that's what that involves. This other magazine, man, going to be available for purchase online. You're going to be able to get your article off in there, just like any other magazine. Going to be able to get that off in there, man. And you're going to, you know, the front cover and the back cover, y'all know. Y'all know how we is. So definitely going to have the front cover jerking, man. But you will be able to get your articles in there, man. And I'm going to tell you like this. We already done reached out to some people. We still got some more to reach out to. And it's going to be a little diverse, man. You're going to get a little bit of everything. And it's the first time me really just going in and talking about it live on air, but you're going to get a little bit of everything, man.
It's time, man.
So,
you know what I mean? Because,
yeah, it's time.
Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, because on the back end, what everybody really don't realize is, okay, you got to make this shit happen. It's a lot on you. You know what I mean? Like, everybody might be looking at it like, oh, they got something going on, but nah, it's something that you got to produce. You know, you got to put it out. You got to do the thing. You know what I mean? And there's no question. There's no question about how you gonna handle it and how you gonna do it. That's why I'm just so excited to just, you know,
right,
tap in and, you know, straight up, you know what I mean? And salute everybody that fought with the nation. You know what I mean? To me, and just the way I come up, you know what I mean? This is like the mob, you know what I mean? Like, we, shit.
Man.
From city to city,
everywhere.
State to state. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, everybody bought their shit. They doing their thing, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody punk faking except for, you know, people that ain't trying to do what they supposed to do. And, you know,
right,
it's like the mob, you know what I'm saying? And,
right,
shit, I'm fucking with you 1,000, family.
Shit,
Grandma,
you already know. Hey, until it ain't no more, it did some, man. And right before we brought you over, man, we gonna touch on creativity, man, and manifestation, man, some things we gonna touch on too. And I know both of y'all, man, Schooler and OG Redneck, man, I know y'all got wisdom on both on that topic right there. So I ain't even tripping, man. So we gonna get into that. And one thing, we gonna take a little break, man, because Schooler, man, I gotta tell you. You know, I've been on that, man. I've been on that last track you sent me, man. I've been on it for a minute. You know what I mean? And I just been sitting, playing it, you dig, over and over, just peeping. You know how we do. You know what I'm saying?
I was just sitting on it,
man, really just digging it, man, really listening to it. You feel me? Really feeling the beat, really feeling all of that, man. And man, it's fire. You dig? It's fire, man.
And my man that made the beat, man, he done made beats for, you know, the baby, and like he is one of the North Carolina producers that's like really in the mix. You know what I mean? Like they fly that man all the way out to California to do beats for them, Earl Stevens.
See, you didn't tell us that. See, they don't know that. They ain't even heard that. This is the first time
still
hearing that.
Yeah, man, but that, you know, he's family to me, so you know.
Right,
yeah, man.
But he done made me for the baby, man, that moved around and flew around, handling, doing everything, and he one of the magic men behind this project. Cause we gonna get into it, but he one of the magic men behind that project.
Yeah, Tony. Hey, we get our gas from Texaco, baby.
Straight like that. Straight like
man.
So that's what we gonna do, man. Appreciate you, Famo, for man taking your time out, calling in. We gonna chop, man. We gonna get into some things tonight, man. You feel me? So I appreciate y'all taking the time out. And before we go to break, though, man, we, like I said, right before I brought everybody on, we was talking about, and salute to everybody else that's on the line as well, man. We gonna get to some of y'all too. Appreciate y'all. We was talking about manifestation and like your thoughts and different things like that as well. And I also said throughout their creativity. You know what I mean? And you can't. It's a thing, certain thing called creative manifestation. You feel me? So with creative manifestation, is using the body. And you can go look it up, man. I'm just going to give you the gist so you can go look it up, man. And that's why I encourage you people to go, you know, look these things up so it can seep inside you and you can develop your own outlook on the matter. But creative manifestation is using the body, mind, and soul to bring forth inspiration and abstract ideas into reality. Entrepreneurialism is taking financial risk with the intent of profit. A big part of creative manifestation is connecting ourselves to the flow of cosmic creativity. And the reason why I say creativity is big is because y'all ain't got a butter jack, man. You ain't got a butter jack other things people doing. I know ain't nothing new under the sun, but you can be creative. You know what I mean? To you. You can be creative in your thought process, how you attack. You don't really have to do things because, okay, this person over here doing this, so let me try to outdo him and do this. Nah, man, you can be creative, and you can come up with certain things, whatever it may be. Just tap into that cosmic creativity, that flow of cosmic creativity, man. And we gonna get into it. Like I say, this talk on the radio, baby. Y'all know how we do it. Again, big shout out to my Femo, YL. Dallas, man. Hey, Famo, you're getting younger and younger, player.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. It's School of Branch Off Brooker, straight out of Brunswick County, North Carolina. City Grove, Turkey Prairie Road, stand up. Y'all already know we getting down. Chop on the radio, Famo Nation, we in the building. Holler at me from the Midwest to the South, you dig? Schooler.
Y'all already know what the vibe is. I'm on the beat.
I just got that gas in Texaco. Tone on the beat.
I'm
on a mission. I gotta get it, hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band. I'm on a mission, I gotta get it, hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band. I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money. I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money. I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money. I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money. I go hard for the riches, I'm building these bridges, I'm focused on building this business. I'm running a marathon, that's not a sprint, workload never ending. Keep telling myself, don't never break, but I might do a little bending. Keep doing my part, the sky's the limit, you know the roof is the ceiling. Keep writing these rhymes and spitting these bars to the whole world, feel them. Collecting a check and making deposits, I call it investing in licks. Put out three singles and a whole album and building it up to a brick. Still living good right around town, yeah, I still stay with that stick. I'm on a mission, I gotta get it, hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band. I'm on a mission, I gotta get it, hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band. I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money. I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money. I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money. I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money. I see the vision, this how I'm living, working in seven Stone Town building, running back, call it prime time. I'm the real deal, no wild side. Work around the clock, no downtime. Getting mine like I know how. I ain't in the plan, in faking jack. Rest in peace, dead, keep coming at. Keep it moving forward, never looking back. Blue hunters in a knapsack. Paper checks where the stash at. Fuck niggas with their chest out, not doing nothing with their slack ass. They already see what the vibe is. They already know what the lies is. I'm always repping my area code, y'all already know me. That now I gotta get it. Hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band. I'm on a mission, I gotta get it, hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band.
Explains why you start rapping, bruh. You was giving them niggas hell. Trust me, dog, I ain't hurting for nothing. I had a half a million back in 2012. Sold plenty bricks, sold plenty bells. My VA bitch bought me plenty sales. My Charlotte bitch bought me plenty sales. My amigos love me, I never fail. I get caught, I never tell. What you say, I never tell. You say it's beef, I drop a bag. Them hundreds blue like full of flags. Them ARs got extended mags. My shit's cooked your stupid ass. My new bitch got a stupid ass. My foreign whip go super fast.
I'm on a mission, I gotta get it. Hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band. I'm on a mission, I gotta get it, hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band.
Ooh-wee, man, that right there, that schooler, that's what I was talking about, man. I've been on that one for a minute, man. I've been listening to it, breaking it down, like I said, replaying it over and over again, man. Shots at schooler, that's the FAMO, Branch Off Records. Y'all already know how we do it. YF Dallas FAMO, it's your birthday celebration, man. You know we gonna get it jerking for you.
Nothing come easy. I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
Ain't that shit I was born to be on.
Born to be on.
Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Hustle in me.
Sometimes I gotta pour a little lean in my cup, twist up, and take a couple shots to get fucked up. Cause the things I've been dealing with lately is enough to drive some people crazy. It's still amazing, even in the face of defeat, I managed to rise to my feet. So born to lose, see I was raised to win. So why is you trying to compete? They plotted my fault, knowing all that I've been through. But my family was praying I pulled through. And yeah, I did it going in like it's crunch time. That's why you can't stop mine. Had to cut a few ties and take a few losses. Didn't give up, but learn to move cautious. Bitches be fake and niggas be false. You gotta look at now all of us soft. You nigga, I got to have mine. But it's been time, so I press grind. Turning up the heat, burning up the streets like it's summertime. I'm so cold that I freeze time. I ain't take none, like 50 cents, but I take nine. I cook nine when I flip mine. I'ma get rich, I'ma die trying.
I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on.
Born to be on.
Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Hustle in me.
Nothing come easy. Go hard or go broke. From the bottom, world ain't no joke. No man of the house, so my mom's had to play one role. Cooking dinner and coke, so it is what it is. Can't say it didn't hurt. Now I'm out here in these streets with the word. Cause I was born in hell, now I'm on my way to a cell. From out here trying to get it out the mud. In these streets ain't no love and no honor. Put that on my mama, I stay with the llama. If niggas won't drama, my mission this time is cross me. And I promise you gon' make me turn into Osama. Cause I'm a beast like a beast when it's time to eat. And a damn thing free when you in the streets. You niggas be screaming about you got the gas. But moving too slow so your ass get passed. I'm working it, putting it overtime. Running full speed as I'm taking the lead. Passing you lanes in overdrive. Cause I've been at this shit right here all my life. Keep that Trojan man for protection. Smith & Wesson when I'm flexing. You don't really want me to show up or show out. Cause it ain't gonna be no contesting.
I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on.
Nothing come easy.
I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Nothing come easy.
I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on.
Nothing come easy.
Didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Jerking over on I end.
Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum.
keep your bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum.
Yeah.
Bum 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 bum.
I'm from the city of the killers, jackers and dope dealers. Mind be on the profit, just me and my niggas. Southside rider, price got higher. It's just supply and demand, we got buyers. I be on my other shit. Stack it just to flip it with my gutter chick. Pocket change, foolish how we doing it. Living how we wanna, yeah, now who the bitch? Jerk King, bitch, it's my way. Straight shot, keep cool or blow a bull, find ya. Lifestyle, I do, you know I can't hide ya. I just wanna get fly and keep it in style like.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
I'm from the struggle with the muscle. House of eyes with the hustle. Take a dream and watch it double. Hook work like Bonnie Rubble. Original from the gold. Like that uncut flow. From years of endo, outdo, and hydro. I'm zoning right now. And I ain't fucking coming down. Holla at my plug just to bust a couple pounds. Shit, let's put it in the air. Fuck the neighbors, we don't care. Ain't it all black with the white shirt? I took it back on them. Stack after stack, Mr. Racked Up Chrome. I be sliding through the hood, head high, I'm feeling good. Money in the pocket like a 350 rocket. Tail end, stay rocking, got the product they be shopping. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking.
Jerkin',
they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerkin', bum 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 bum.
They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerkin',
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerkin', they can't jerk like me.
Keep it
jerkin', they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerkin', they can't jerk like me.
And yes, that will bang your trunk out. Trust me, man. Trust me. I done already put it to the test. So let's go ahead, man. We got to bring Femo back on. And we got to bring OG Redneck back on, man. And I just want to get y'all thoughts, man. Get y'all thoughts on manifesting creativity. Manifesting creativity.
Einstein said
that creativity is intelligence having fun. That's what Albert Einstein said. You know what I mean? If y'all, you know, anybody out there, man, that's listening, y'all real big on Albert Einstein or even did research, man, that's what he said about creativity, is intelligence having fun. And I kind of feel that. But let me get y'all thoughts, man. OG Harvey, let's go with you, man, OG Redneck. Manifesting your creativity. Just what's your thoughts? Well, what does that mean to you? You know what I mean? From your perspective.
I would say OG Redneck says that we are all creators by nature. Like, the creator, like, okay, let's take it to this. If the creator created us in his image, right? Follow me. Mm-hmm. And the creator the creator created us in his image. Therefore, we are created as creators ourselves. Right? So you look at since the dawn of time, dawn of man, all that man has created, right? We strive, we hunger, we earn, or you know, we move towards some sort of creation throughout all time. What I'm getting at is everybody has their own creative gift within them.
Right.
You know, and I think my theory has always kind of been, since I kind of had my awakening, is that it's when we don't develop and we don't nurture that creative gene within us, whatever it may be. You know, somebody might be music, some people might be art, some people might be woodworking, some people may be, you know, accounting for that damn man. I don't know. But everybody's got a damn creative dream within them that's just built within them. And it's our job to find that and to nurture that. And when we don't, I think that's when it causes a lot of the mental blocks and a lot of the emotional blocks and emotional problems, mental problems that we see in the world today. So I just want to put that out there. But I've had a lot of experience with this, with manifestation and things. And I will say, you know, there's a couple of different points I'd like to make. One, we are all vibrations. Everything, all matter, all everything that you see, touch, hear, feel, it's all vibration. Your whole body, all the cells within my body, we are all vibration. Even the earth and all the planets. Did you know that all the planets, they all vibrate and have their own frequency? None of them are the same. Every planet puts out its own sound, its own frequency. Every one of them different.
Right.
And if you take those recordings and you slow them down and run them through audio where you can really listen to them, it almost sounds like conversations occurring between the planets. Crazy stuff. All right, so everything is vibration. Everything we do is, you know, I mean, yep. Like you look at what you talk about, the magic numbers 369, and I think I seen something about Yeezy the other day talking about the 808. And what he's talking about is the lower frequencies like that.
Let's get a lot of the negative things. Let's get it now.
Say what?
Let's get it.
I'm going to talk to you when we break it down. I'll break it down to you because, I have a personal experience.
So
then 432 hertz.
I'm going to let you go ahead. But I was something I want to ask y'all too. Go ahead.
All right, so you got 432 hertz. Now, back in the day,
am I on here? Okay, look. Hey, Famo Nation, the mob. You know what I mean? OG, you spitting real game. Right now,
man,
I got a situation. I got to go. Cause I be hanging up because shit be happening in my life. You know what I'm saying? But I'm feeling what y'all saying. I'm going to tap back in right here in a few minutes. I gotta have something right quick.
Hey, do your business. Your business, fam.
We the motherfucking mob.
Man,
you already know. All right, I'm gonna tap back in a few minutes. I'm gonna hang up right now. I gotta see what's happening right now. All right.
Appreciate you, fam.
Right.
Hold on, man.
Yes, sir.
You know we got somebody that slid in too. Silent Night, man. Slid in real smooth on us. You feel me, Jack? This fish Silent Night. What's good, fam?
Man, what's good,
fam? Oh. Man, we got OG Redneck on, man. Schooler just checked in for a minute. You know, Schooler busy, man. He be making moves, man. The other night, he jumped off the phone. He was on the show with us right last time, jumped off, because he had a major deal, man. I salute Femo. Femo be getting it in, man, doing his thing. But what's up with you, Silent Night, man? What's good? OG Hard getting ready to break it down, man. We getting ready to get deep in the discussion, too.
Tell him, I said, come on with them frequencies, man. They're going to learn their music. They're going to learn why music is called the universal language, man. Break it down to them, OG.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
so
break it down
about
to them.
We're still talking about the 808, right? So what he's talking about, he's talking about the lower frequency stuff. You know, the negative, you know, and I'll say this, but, you know, sexual energy is actually on that lower frequency because, you know, a lot of that, it's like walking the line, you know, you got to play with the devil sometimes, I think, I don't know. But let's deal with the frequency. Let's talk about 432 hertz. So, like, back in the day, all music that was put out, all recordings that were put out, they were put out at 432 hertz. And the government, well, they learned something real quick. They learned about this 432 hertz, and they learned how it was the perfect frequency to create positive energy within folks, right? Basically, that's what we're gonna break it down just real simple. And And so then they changed everything. They said, well, y'all can't release music at 432 hertz. It has to be released at you know, I can know. It varies today. No, don't tell them what you're going to find at that. But we're going to put it at this frequency that causes disruption. Now, how do you know that all this stuff causes disruption and different things? This stuff is smooth and whatnot. Well, there's real easy experiments they do. A lot of people don't realize that you can run sound across material and you can create geometric shapes with sound. And you don't program nothing. Nature just takes its shape with each different frequency. And it creates its own geometric shape. And you can look this stuff up. You can look up using sand and sound for shapes and things. You can find some cool videos out there. So I'll just drop that down. Y'all look that up and check that out. It's really cool. So you know, if you look at Jimi Hendrix, a lot of Jimi Hendrix stuff he put out in 432 hertz, right? He demanded that his stuff be put out at that frequency intentionally. Another artist you may know, reggae great, he put all his music out at 132 hertz. So Bob Marley. So you know, there's a reason music. They say music is healing, and music is medicine, et cetera, et cetera. Is because, you know, they even have sound machines today that is for doctor's offices for healing and for, you know, they're really starting to understand and really tap into that. But it all comes down to vibration, right? And I'll cut this real short, and I'm going to drop this on you, and I'll let y'all kick around. But my real opening to my eye, my third eye, really about my being in tune with things, man, really came after my DMT trip. Now, if you don't know what DMT is, DMT is a molecule found in all living things, right? We have it in our body naturally. Our plants have small amounts, trace amounts of it. And certain plants have higher amounts of it, and certain animals will put out higher amounts of it than normal. And you can take that and you can ingest it in different ways, and it'll take you on a 15, 20-minute journey to see a lot of things and open your eyes. And it's one of the things you have to experience. It's really something that you can't even explain away. I think I wrote immediately after my journey, I sat down and I wrote out my experience. So I didn't forget because, it was so realistic. It was so healing that, man, I just didn't want to forget any of it, you know. And so I wrote it all down. But shortly after that is when I started seeing this manifestation that you're talking about, you know. And I started seeing all the things that I was focusing on and that I was putting out there positive come back and manifest itself in my life. And the most in-my-face, slap-me-upside-the-head moment happened when I was walking into Walmart. I went and picked up my kids, my boys, for the weekly visit. We're going to go to Walmart, grab a few things. And we walking through automotive, and I told my son, the youngest one, I said, man, dang, we should go grab your soccer ball from your mama's house so we can get the ball around. He said, dang. I said, well, I just need to buy you one anyway. We don't take 10 steps. And I'm telling you, a soccer ball come rolling down the damn aisleway right in front of us. This woman comes running, picks it up, and sets it in the little middle basket right in front of us and walks off. Not only was this soccer ball just appeared after this manifestation, but it was the exact size and the exact ball that I was going to would have bought him anyway. So, you know, as minor as that may sound, as coincidental to other folks, man, I'm telling you, bro, as soon as I said, I need to just go ahead and buy you a soccer ball. Now, mind you, we're not in the kids and toys and that. We're on the other side. And boom, here comes this soccer ball right in front of us. And it was meant to be, you know what I mean? So, and I think a lot of that was when I was fresh from that experience, that DMT journey, I think my vibrations were more in line and in tune with the universe than one that had been in many years. But even now, you know, as we go through, like when, you know, I kind of felt like on that journey, they only let me have a little bit because they couldn't let me have it all or, you know, blow my mind type deal, you know. So if you're not familiar with it, it's a safe way to do it if you don't do it recreationally. It's not something that I would recommend doing recreationally. They do. I mean, you can get dab pens, cart pens, now with DMT in it. But a real religious experience like the way I did in you know, with watchers and actual in a safe environment, man, it was really cool. It was a really wonderful experience, and it really changed my life. Probably in the long run, saved my life, you know. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, so Famo, check this out, OG Har. Now, you know how when you're dealing with certain certain chemicals in the brain and all that good shit, you know, some days, you know, you wake up in line. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
But a lot of people don't understand that sometimes, man, the way you prepare yourself for a day, man, it could put you in good vibration, you know what I'm talking about, for the whole day.
Yeah. Well, you know, a perfect example is like, you know, you get up in the morning, you stub your toe, and stub the hell out of your toe, and then you spill your coffee, and, you know, you're just getting more and more frustrated as day. And so that negative energy builds. It's like, I just can't win for losing. Everything is happening today. You know, today just sucks. Well, it's because that negative energy and that negative emotion creates a vibration within you. And so you're going to attract what you putting out. So if you create negative energy, negative vibe, that negative thing is going to, you know, kind of gravitate towards you. Because manifestation works in both ways. You can lose it just as fast as you found it.
Right.
Go ahead, Famo.
We was now, you know, and I had sent this clip to Famo Nim in our group message too, man. And Actor was speaking on this. And it kind of got me thinking as well. You know, we talking about the vibrations and that type of stuff. You know what I mean? And how it moves. And you know, it ends up moving in a wavelength, right? So how he was basically saying is, if that's how, you know what I mean, the vibration comes off and not in a straight line, basically it was like, how do we have straight lines? He said that this is between two things, you know, we always say is straight line. But what he was referring to is, you know, go ahead, with the vibrations and the energy he was saying, you know what I mean?
We're always having ebb and flow, right? And so at some point, those you're going to line up, and those are going to be straight lines. That's, you know, straight shots. So you know what I'm saying? Is your ebb and flow of your wave, right? So you're high and you're low on one wave, and then you got a high and low on the other, and you draw a line between the low to the low, the high to the high. Well, that's a straight line. And I may be telling
one even better than that, OG, is this. If you go to the ocean, you know, you might see a monster ass wave, right? That wave might stretch for a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, you know, a couple of feet, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's the same wave, but don't none of it hit the beach at the same time.
Yeah. That's it, man.
Same frequency, though. That's same it. Energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
but just like what he's saying is, what he's saying is just like, you know, just like with music, you know, you have variables, you have peaks, and then you have the valleys. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, when you go getting into the lower ohms, you know them is your deeper tones. You know what I'm talking about? And you know, they say a lot of dark energy.
Yeah, the ohm. If you don't know what,
you know what I mean?
That's the thing about the arms, you know, they say that the
challenge is real quick, man. I got a
world or universe is created.
Check this out, OG Hard. We'll get your opinion on this. Dak brought up a good question the other day, man. It's a side note, man. I'm going to let y'all go back at it. Dak brought up a good question, man. Why is it that when we take, you know, when we go take a number two, we got a wipe? When dogs go take a number two, they booty holes is squeaky, sparkly clean.
Well, they lick their asshole, too. You going to do that?
Not always. Not always, though. Not always.
No,
sometimes
no,
they can go and
I think a lot of that diet, though, man. Your diet is going to determine, you know, your
sweet status. That they don't have, no, why don't they have no boo-boo, man, on their butt?
Well, I mean, I imagine
you know,
if we ate that damn
like
girl food, we probably wouldn't have much boo-boo either.
Man, it'd be looking like they sprayed with water, sparkly clean.
Y'all go on checking them dog assholes out too well, I guess. I'm just like, that reminds me of this cat, man. He told me one day, I just met him at work on this job. He tells me, man, he has a side job. And I said, yeah, I'm a hobby. He said, I breed dogs, bully dogs. And okay, cool. He said, well, technically, I jack my dog off and sell the sperm, freeze and sell it on the internet. Well, I about lost my shit. I ain't ever heard no shit like that.
I ain't hard. I'm going to tell you it's crazy because my kinfolk, man, I remember back, this is probably back in, probably about 2009, 2010. My kinfolk, man, he bought a Gotti blue stud. He stole it. Papers and all, you know what I mean? Legal dog for $3,500.
Yeah.
All right. So each specimen of sperm that comes from that dog is $5,000, bro. Shit, I'm
yeah.
be jacking that motherfucker off, too.
That's what I was getting at, man. Everybody was laughing their ass off till he said how much he gets for that little vial.
Right, and everybody says,
you need some help.
That gets bread. Especially, you know what I mean? Especially if you got a good breed.
Yeah, and then this is the thing, you know, they don't do like the old school, you know, backyard breeders, they say, because, you know, you got the sexual, dogs have sexually transmitted diseases, too. I learned all this from this cat, man. Dogs have STDs and funguses and all these other different problems. And dogs have sex with them and get doggy VD and shit.
True shit.
I didn't even
real,
all this time.
Real,
I thought dogs was immune to everything. You know what I'm saying? Like dogs can eat everything.
No, dogs
out there, they get those dogs got gonorrhea and shit.
It happens, man.
It's out there. Now check this out, man. But back with the vibrations, man. You know, talking about the vibrations, then you also, you know, it is a law of attraction off in there too. So you got the law of attraction, the law of vibration. So this is the thing. This is the thing now. Do you guys, I got y'all on the line, man. Let me check in with y'all. The law of vibration. This is what it states, and I'm going to get y'all viewpoints on it. It states that everything, and OG Hard spoke on this, Jagged Official, OG Redneck, my bad, man, I hate getting people named, OG Redneck spoke on this, Jagged Official spoke on this as well. The law of vibration states that everything in the universe is in a constant state of movement. We refer to these movements as vibration. At the speed or rate at which something vibrates is called its frequency. The only difference between one object and another is the rate of its vibration. So, y'all believe in the law of attraction and the law of vibration. Very, very, very tough. I mean, you know what I mean? That's clear. So, do y'all believe in the natural law?
In the sense to where you,
uh-oh.
You mean you talking about the law of attraction or just the natural law itself?
the natural law. And see, the natural law, you know, basically is the philosophy system or right or justice held to be common to all humans and derived from nature rather than from the rules of society or positive law.
I'm back in Aristotle,
you know what I mean? Hey, I told you, I'll be having things on deck. That's why I'm glad O.D. Hall got into it, because I was like, oh, hell yeah, I got hella shit for this. Let's go.
So when you look at life in that manner or retrospect, you know, that kind of goes back to what OG Hard was talking about, you know, when he had his experience, you know. So like, okay, if you put good vibrations out there, good vibrations will come back to you, right? All right. Now, I say that to say this. You know, I ain't never been, you know, the type of individual, you know, just to overlook motherfuckers because they ain't doing as good as me or they think they better than me or, you know, whatever, whatnot. All right. So right before Christmas, you know, my old lady was asking me what I wanted for Christmas, right? All right. So I was thinking about getting me another Impact, but I didn't want to spend the $200 for it. All right. Shit, I'm on my way out east, and yeah, I found a brand new Hilti laying on side the highway that still work. You hear me? Alright, so you know what I'm saying. So look. So probably about 3 or 4 days later, my auntie pull up. And she was like, nephew, you ain't found me a jack for my car yet. Now I'm on my way to McAllister to pull some bumpers off of 79 Monte Carlo for my old school. You hear me? On my way down there, it's a jack on the side of the highway, brand new in the box steel. You know what I mean? Now, come on, you tell me if them vibrations and them frequencies wasn't lined up right there.
Right.
See,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you gonna get what you put out there.
Yeah,
you know you gonna get what you put out there. Cause that's the way.
Hey, let's welcome. Let's welcome 69. Last four digits 6923. Last four digits 6923. Welcome to Chopping on the Radio. Back to Business 83. Who we got? Four digits of your phone number 6923. All right.
Hey, what's good, my brother?
Oh, what's going on with you? Who we got?
Man, this your boy Dayon from Wichita, Kansas, bro, with Hip Hop Music Hub. What's happening, player?
Oh, man, what's going on with you, man?
Man, you know what I'm saying? Just decided to jump in on the chop on it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I figured I'd tap in with the family.
Hey, man, appreciate you, man. Hey, how everything been going your way, man?
Man, you know, wonderful, magnificent, and great, brother. I can't complain because most people don't like to hear it anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Straight like that. I see you, man. Say, man, I appreciate you.
Like
we're people taking your time, taking in, plugging in with us, man, checking us out.
Man, you know,
it's
I always keep
minute,
ear to the street, bro.
Here,
I just don't say a whole lot. Yeah, you know, I keep
my
ear to the street. I just don't say a whole lot, bro. I just like to watch from the background just to see y'all flourish. You know what I'm saying? And I see you flying high, my brother, so keep flying.
Man, appreciate that. Salute, man. Much respect, man. That's love, man. Hey,
for sure, bro.
Music Hub, man. Go ahead, drop your link so they can go check you out, man. Hey, Hip Hop Music Hub, y'all ain't checked it out, man. Y'all need to go plug in, man. Tell them, man, how they can go check you out.
Hey, man, just know, man, we on Android, we on Apple, we on Roku, we on Alexa, you know what I'm saying? We on Amazon Fire Sticks, too, man. We everywhere you want to be, man, so just tap in with us, do your searches, man. You can go to KansasHipHop.com, that's the website, man. Just, you know, tap in with us, man. We here for you.
Just like that, man, just like that, a real one. Jazzy Official, man, anything you want to say?
Oh man, shit. We appreciate him stopping in, man. Showing love, bro. All right, look. And salute to you and the whole hood, bro.
Indeed, bro. We appreciate you, man. Y'all just keep doing what y'all do, man, because even though we might not say nothing, we watching, man. We seeing you, man. So keep doing what y'all do, man.
Man, that's what's up, man. That's motivation right there, man. Appreciate you, man. Much love. Definitely anytime you want to plug in or come in, man, you already know it's a green light, man.
Indeed, bro. Like I said, I just wanted to make sure I come in and tap in, man, let y'all know, man. We out here and we paying attention, man.
Man, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. That's all love, man. That's all love. Appreciate you, man. Hey, enjoy. Hey, appreciate you taking out your time. You want to enjoy the show? Hey, man, enjoy the show, man. If you got to go, I understand. And like I said, man, salute. That's a real, man, real actions, man. So we appreciate you tuning in, man. We're going to show you some love back, too. You already know how we do it.
Oh, for sure, King. Yeah, I'm just stay in the background and chill out, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all do y'all work, man. I'm just here to support, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, let's get it, man. So, Jag, man, Jag the Official, man, OG Hard. OG Hard, first of all, man, you got to give us the big news. Oh, man, hold on. First of all, let's do it like this. We got two big things to get ready to go. OG Hard said he got some news for y'all. We got some news for y'all, man. We will be here soon, man. We will be introducing the Aussie hip-hop culture in, you know, into the Chop on the Radio network, man. And when it's coming right live, direct to y'all, you know what I mean, from Australia. So y'all make sure, Jag, was I not supposed to say nothing? Okay, go ahead and tell them.
Oh, man, hey, man, you better tell them. They might want to tap in to see what's going on in the Outback.
Yeah, man, so this is what it is, man. We, the Chop on the Radio network system, man, has brought on another show and add it to the network, man. So this show right here coming straight from Australia, man, bringing that Aussie hip-hop culture. When I say, man, a lot of y'all, if y'all ain't in tune with the Aussie hip-hop culture, man, it's going to wake you up. It's going to wake you up, man, because the show jerking. You know, they got a badass show, man. It's jerking. Content go hard. But it's a big thing because we, that's what I'm saying, Chop on the Radio network system, man. We done added another show right here to the network, man. You're going to be able to hear that show right here on Chop on the Radio. It's going to air right here on the network, man. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for the promo. Yeah, they do got a Facebook page. They do got an IG. They got all of that. We're going to make sure you be able to plug in with all that, man. But you're going to be able to hear that show right here live, man, on Chop on the Radio network system. That shit right there too, jerk.
Hell yeah.
So not only do you got Chop on the Radio show,
bring
man,
the
you know,
from
the... Yeah, man. So you gonna get all that, man, they culture, man. You're gonna hear from a lot of different artists and people over that way, man, that just jerking, doing their thing. And like I said, the music, it's going to open a lot of people's eyes up, man, to the culture that's in different countries and around the world.
Hey,
did.
Yeah. Then we just talked about music being the universal language.
We were just talking about it.
Look, right. Imagine that now. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
them vibrations, man, frequencies.
Look,
for everybody listening, tune in, man. You know, I know everybody that's listening and tuned in, man, encountered someone or something, you know what I'm saying, that gave them a feeling of, like, you know, either, you know, I kind of know this person or this individual, you know what I'm saying, kind of, you know, I don't even need to be around this individual. It's energy. I just can't be around them right now. Or, you know, you run into that energy that you just can't stand not being around. You know, some people call those significant others or whatever, you know. Or it might be your grandma, your dad, your favorite uncle, your favorite auntie. But, you know what I'm saying, y'all click like that because y'all on the same frequency. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, same wavelength.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me ask y'all this. What do y'all think about, because this is something that I've always kind of, you know, pondered upon and kind of, you know, thought out. But the theory about, like, creation and things that are being created, like, say, music or art, whatever it may be, is that it's kind of the same thing. It's kind of echo. Everything's like an echo chamber, right? So, like, sound is one of the things, one of the energies that once it's put out there, it never stops, right? Like energy, once energy is put into the world and put into place, it just transfers. It never expires, they say, right?
Right.
Right. So that's the way I look at it. So, like, if it's kind of like a collective, like a hive,
right? All right, so you mean to tell me that's why my watch don't got no battery in it?
Say what?
I said, so you mean to tell me that's why my watch ain't got no battery in it, but that motherfucker still tell time?
I don't know, man. You might have one of them kinetic watches. But what I'm saying...
Yeah, but that's still energy in motion, though. It had to start from somewhere.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm about to kick it. Listen, check this out. This will chop on the radio, man. We come with information to tickle your mind and hit your spine. You did. If you say, and I agree with you, that energy don't dissipate, you can't get rid of energy, then... Let me ask you this. Is it fair to say that we can't call people crazy who believe that our energy has been here before?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of echoes, man, the way I look at it, you know, and that's where I was getting, the point I was getting to was, say, you know, we put an idea for a song, right, and we put it down, but somewhere on the other side of the world, somebody's pulling a similar idea, but they're pulling it and hearing it in their interpretation. Or maybe it's an idea for a tool, right? Maybe it's an idea for a tool, and I can't just quite get it right. Somebody else on the other side of the world, they pulled that same thing out of the collective. So what I'm saying is, like, all these things exist along this frequency that we... As when you tap into your creative self, you know, you kind of tap into that frequency and you pull that out. And other people can pull those same things and have different interpretations of those at the same time. So it's a cool theory, man. Kind of, you know, something to ponder upon, whatever. That's all I was talking about.
Straight up. And that's what I was saying. I was saying what it is, you know, and I agree with you on that, too. And on, like you said, a different perspective when it comes with the energy, man, and the things that we do know, that are proven, that's been out there. So we do know some of these things. And I understand how, let's say, man and made it twisted to made it fit their opinion. Not saying you, Ojiho, I'm saying that the powers that be made it fit, and that's how they teach us, to make it fit they way of belief and their way of thinking. And anything that goes against that, we know, you know, it's not going to work. So everything has been shifted and bended to fit that way of thinking and a way of perspective. Now, with the energy, since it doesn't go away, you feel me, and we can't get rid of it. I, like I said, with the ripple effect, I feel you on that too. So the energy that we have right now, right, has already been created. It could be created before us. It was already energy.
Yeah.
Where did that energy come from, and where does that energy go?
Even going back, you know, to again to talking about the planets talking, perfect example to me, you know, is we can hear the frequency of planet millions and millions of light years away. Now, this is something that's not audible to the human ear, right? This is something that they have to tune in with special tools, right, to hear. So that's energy that's emitted 500 whatever million light years the fuck away. That sound was put into the existence of the universe, and it didn't go away.
Hold on now. Certain religions, the way that people say it, they say that, hey, that's not possible.
What's not possible?
They say we're getting frequencies and things like this is not possible, man.
Well, I'm just talking about the sciences of it. Now, the rest of it, you know, is I guess what you would consider to be metaphysical.
I gotta keep you on your toes.
But on the scientific side of it, though, for real, though, like, if you think about in the whole, you know, the size of that, that's right. insane, right? I mean, really, wrap your mind around it. Same thing occurred. Now, the same thing is occurring on this planet, right? So that we're talking about the source that we're listening to, right? 500 million light years away. But we're now we're the source, right? Now let's flip the perspective. You know, as they talk about time, even talking about you talking about Albert Einstein, his theory of time is relative to perspective, right? And you know, this could even be demonstrated that they call the Genesis theory. So if you take a ball and you put it on a string, and you hold your hand still, but you spin that string and get that ball spinning around your hand. Just barely move your hand, right? You don't have to move it much. And that ball, you know, it moving pretty good pace around your hand, maybe 10 times every second or whatever. And then you let that string out a little bit further. So now you're further from the beginning, from the source, right? You've gone out further. It's expanded. And now it takes more time for that string and that ball to get back around. So time is different on that ball now than it is in the wheel. But nothing's changed. You feel me?
So, right. So
what I'm getting at is time is relative to perspective. So same thing with energy, right? So like we're putting energy out. So whatever we're putting out, somebody out here, 500 million, if there's alien or whatever, humanoid life, whatever it may be out there 500 million light years away, out there with their little telescopes and their little equipment listening for peoples and aliens because they don't know if they're alone, and they're hearing us because our energy is put out there. You feel me?
And I'm glad we're talking about this because we were just talking. I was just chopping it up, man, with a very, very person close to me about positive energy and negative energy. And you know, a lot of people talk about negative energy in a certain way. Everybody does. You know what I mean? Everybody looks at it, negative energy and positive energy in a certain light. And you know me, man. I'm always a person that looks at things. I try to look at things all the way around the whole board, right? So. You know, they got this saying that bad can come out of good and good can come out of bad, right? And we know about negative energy and positive energy. Everybody say, you know, push the negative energy out of you. You know what I mean? Get the negative energies away from you. My thing is, hear me out, and then y'all tell me what you think. Okay, when it comes to this negative energy, we know how the human is hardwired, how our brain is hardwired, that negative energy is stronger to us than positive energy is, right? So when we take on, and y'all can go, you know, people can go look it up and research it. Negative energy is how we receive negative energy stronger than we receive positive energy as a human. That's how our brains is hardwired. That's how we function. So I question the fact that I don't believe that we need to get rid of the negative energy. I believe that the real thing is harnessing in that negative energy to help produce a positive energy. Because the reason why I say that is because we wouldn't know good if we didn't know what bad was. We wouldn't know dark if we didn't know what light was. If you believe, if you take it on a religious belief, a spiritual belief, you believe that God, the Most High, is the Alpha and the Omega. So everything in between that, all that energy in between that exists. So if we say remove that negative energy, then who are we as human beings, as our species, who are we to say remove that negative energy for something that we didn't create it because we haven't tapped into the understanding of how to control those energies? See, if you know how to control that negative energy when you absorb it, to help produce, and think about this, there's a lot of people who people call negative, right? But they also do a lot of positive. So see, we say get rid of the negative, but why? If we perceive the negative stronger than we do the positive, then that to me, what that means is we taking that strong fuel in. we can see something positive. It's going to hit us, and it's going to fuel us, too. I ain't saying that. But what I'm saying is if that negative energy come in and it's hitting us stronger than what a positive energy is, then obviously that means within us, we like a recycling machine. We got to recycle that negative energy that we take in and push that shit back out as positive energy. That's what I'll be tickling the mind, because it's like, okay, if you want to get rid of negative energy, then how are we going to ever obtain positive energy?
You ever heard of grounding?
Yeah. Say what? I can't hear you.
You ever heard of grounding?
Yeah.
I'm gonna speak a little science to it, right? Because I'm an electrician, too, so I've done electricity for 23 years, and so I'm going to talk a little, mix it up a little bit. So grounding is where, you know, like lightning bolts, right? You know, it goes to the ground, right? You know, so it all wants to find electricity. Always wants to find the quickest, easiest path to ground. That's what you learn as an electrician, right? So when we get that energy, one thing that you'll find is we all wear shoes these days, right? And as humans, we weren't, you know, naturally built really to wear shoes, right? So we used to ground ourselves regularly, you know, by walking across the soil and across the earth, and just like the electric from the lightning from the sky, and it has to find its path to the ground to dissipate, the stars to dissipate to the ground. So the same thing I think happens with humans. You know, I think we build up too much charge, negative, positive, whatever it may be, and we have to degauss or take and ground ourselves, man. And really, you know, if you ever just take your shoes off and go stand and walk out in the yard and the dirt and the ground, the earth, and get in touch with the earth at least, and get your hands in soil, anything like that, I really recommend it. It's really therapeutic, man. It's really good for you just all around. So on the flip side of that, like I'm going to explain, on if you have an electric circuit, if you have a hot, you have a ground, and then you have a neutral and a hot, right? So you're talking about positive, negative. Your neutral is what you call your negative. And if you take it out of the equation, even if that circuit is hot on the hot side, if you don't got the neutral there to work with to take and carry excess electricity away, then it won't work. So in tune with what you're saying, you have to have both the yin and the yang. But there, you know, you have to learn how to ground yourself at the same time. That's my two cents.
Right. And I can dig that. I can dig that. That, you know, we point on that.
Real, real still.
Yeah. You know, we point on it, Jack?
It's pretty much everything y'all have said. I mean, without light, there would be no darkness. And without darkness, there would be no light. Because no one would know what either or was. You know what I mean? Who would know good was bad? Or bad was good? Right was wrong? Or wrong is right? You know what I mean?
That's why they say
babies is innocent. You know what I mean? Because they don't know what's good or bad.
Right.
They touch that fire one time. They know not to ever touch it again, right?
Right. Now think about this.
It's the same with the animal.
Yeah. You go beyond that. When the child is in the womb, right? and it don't have no knowledge of the outside world, but it has a consciousness. In a conscious state, and you know how maybe you can make noise or music on this side, and the baby will shift and move on this side, or you're rolling in the shift on this side too. Okay, that's consciousness right there, right?
Right.
Okay. Now that's in a state of not having a reference to the things around you, far as in this outside world. But in that state right there, without even knowing what it is, you can feel it, you can be drawn to it, and it'll pull you to that, right? without even having knowledge of what that is on that side, without even having knowledge of, oh, that's a light shining in the stomach, or that's somebody doing something on this side, without even really knowing, having anything to have a reference. And see, that's the thing, as we come out, then that's when we start having a reference of the world. So inside then, when we come about energy, it's a funny thing how that energy can connect itself to things that it has no reference of what before coming into this world. And it's a thing, too, when you get into a state, man, where you leave your body, man. A lot of people, y'all go look this up, too. Sometimes you can connect into certain things, right? And when you talk about energy, you got to understand, when you do tap into that energy, when you do tap into certain levels of energy, man, you can tap into a part where you feel the energy of other things that's vibrating. You know what I'm saying? And this real spirit, you know, people go look it up. Man, they study this in college, all this type of stuff. But once you tap into, and monks and stuff will tell you this too, once you tap into a certain level of energy, man, you can feel the energy and tap into the energy of everything that's around you that has energy. So my way of thinking is like what both of y'all were saying. If OG Harv drops his pebble of energy off in that pond, and it sends that ripple out, I do believe exactly like how he explained it in a different viewpoint, but and I agree with it. Drop that energy in that wave pond and send them ripples out, man. We can't say that somebody, like he said, on this other side, say, of the world, didn't get hit by that energy and was able to harness it and run with it.
Yeah.
It don't stop, you know what I mean? I agree with that viewpoint because it makes you think.
Basically, what you're saying is this. If you have been blessed with you know what I'm saying, the power of enrichment and enlightenment, basically what you're saying is you should be empowering others.
There it is.
That's what we're doing right now.
Straight up.
Straight up. Straight up. Straight
word.
Up.
Say, chop on the radio.
We chop
on it. You hear me?
Hey, before I forget, man, I didn't even get to the lead news for the week.
Oh, yeah.
You're here.
Come on, break it down to us.
All right. Well, I learned some cool things this week. You know, Montana just recently voted in recreational marijuana. And, you know, you might say, oh, well, Montana, what was that, you know, 500,000 people live in the whole state. And you're probably right. But they have a tourist business that sees multi-millions of people every year and multi-millions of dollars every year. So it's a really, to me, it's a huge thing. It tells me that, because, you know, there's a, what is it, Missoula, Montana, I believe it's called. It's kind of like the Hollywood of Montana, you know. It's like where all the rich folks live. I got offered jobs up there, man, on these mansions that are just blow your mind. And there's not just one, but there's housing additions just full of these insane mansions up there. And so, yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing to see that develop, because the way that they did all their stuff, it's like legalized trap house. I mean, like the way that they did it is just crazy. Like it says $500 for a dispensary license, and it's $1,000 I think for a grow license, and another $500 for a processing license, and you got to have all three of them in order to dispense. So you've got to grow it. And, you know, you got to be vertical, basically. You got to grow it, process it, and sell it in the dispensary and have all, you know, make all your own products and all this other stuff. So it's going to be pretty interesting because the licenses were so cheap. I was speaking to somebody out there today, and he said that as a in-state guy, the waiting period for him would be about 18 months is what he's being told. And because all these out-of-state guys have come in there because they didn't put no residency restrictions. So all these out-of-state guys have gone in there and just bought up all the licenses real fast. and they found themselves now at their mercy. So that's going to be interesting. In Louisiana, they have a large demand because they just recently legalized smokable. They haven't had smokable flower legal in Louisiana up until recently. And so there's limited number of pharmacies that is where you actually have what they call pharmacies there instead of dispensaries. And you can't, you have to basically be assigned to that as a patient and whatnot. But they can't supply, I already ran out of weed. They can't supply enough weed because there's the demand is too high and they don't have enough production yet. So sorry for them guys. They ran out of flour real fast. In Oklahoma, some interesting things developing because we already had two recreational petitions, two separate petitions that were filed and waiting to be heard before court because they were, you know, being protested by an individual that's being held in Tulsa County jail at the moment, but he's a little jailhouse lawyer guy that's always been a monkey wrench in the programs. And anyhow, they got a court hearing on the first two, and then today they dropped a third petition from the people that were from out of state that work. I can't remember exactly what the association is, but basically they do social justice reforms and different things like that, and legal. They deal with a lot of legal stuff out of Washington. So this group out of Washington, basically a lobbyist group, has come in. They tried to file this and actually run this right before the pandemic because they actually have a lot of money that's been put into this by big corporations. And so they're actually going to be paying people to go and get signatures on the petition, and they have money to do that. So that's, you know, going to be interesting. They tried to do it before the pandemic with a lot of backlash from the community because they were out of Washington.
I signed that motherfucker.
Yeah, and so Oklahoma,
I signed that.
I'll tell you, too, in Kansas, yeah, y'all probably want to hear this. I had it posted up this week on my page, but they introduced some legislation for a medical program that was really quite progressive. I was really kind of impressed with some of what they had going there. So if you haven't seen that, check out my page on Facebook or look it up. But yeah, Kansas legislation is making some moves towards a real program. So that's going to be interesting to watch fall out.
And I'm going to say this, man. I'm going to need Kansas to get their shit together, man, because I'm planning on packing up and moving back to Kansas. They got to come on with it.
It's coming. And I tell you, the rumor is that Oklahoma and Kansas governor have already made a import-export agreement of some sort, but that's just rumor. I can't substantiate that. That's just something I had heard in the wind, you know what I'm saying? Now, I will say Oklahoma.
Okay, so tell me this. You got to give us, man, the strain update. You got to give us a strain update.
Oh,
right now.
Man, let me tell you. I found one I like. Boy. Now, this one here, I believe this strain was made famous through the Cookies franchise, but this is not grown by Cookies. This is grown by another grower, Red River Farms, I believe. And anyhow, it's called Gary Payton.
And yeah, I fucked
yeah.
with it.
Yeah. Yep.
Let me tell you. Gary did me right.
I got some right now.
I just got put on two away. It's been a couple of days ago.
Yeah, now the next one I got coming up behind that It's some Oreos. That's Oreos. And
the Oreos.
Yeah, yes sir.
That Oreos go hard too.
Got some funk. And then I picked up a little frozen bananas. Now that frozen bananas is Turks, boy. Man, it's really like, I don't know, like almost banana nut bread or something. And last day is ice cream social. It's from ice cream cake. It's been crossed. I'm not sure what it's crossed with, to be honest with you. But it's definitely got a gassy shirt. I like it.
I gotta say this too. Big shout out to Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, Jack the Official, YL Dallas. I know YL Dallas is joining tonight, stuff, man. He's gonna replay the show. But we have been invited. Chop on the Radio has been invited to come out, man, to the Queens of Might event and cover the event. Look, I'm going to say shouts out to Poetic JB, shouts out to Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, but all you got to do, and this is what we be saying all the time, right? Sometimes all you got to do is, man, be 100K. And don't be on no blow-up, man. And when you approach people, you ask people certain things, it ain't always got to be, you know, some extravagant, long-out thing. It could be as simple as, hey, would you mind doing this? And the answer could be simple, like, yeah, cool, we got that. It's just, it's a respect to come with simpleness. It's a respect to come with simpleness. And all the complex shit and all you doing this and doing that, man, cut all that out. It's a better way. Thinking, well, who don't like this person, who don't like it? Man, it's a simpler way. That's why I say everybody be saying period. Nah, man, forget period. Simple. Some words, man, be sounding like feminine to me, so I don't say them. Now, y'all can say whatever you want to say, but to me, certain words just sound period. That just sound like, you know, feminine to me, man. You walk out there, yeah, man, this is what I'm saying. Period. Nah, player. Simple. Yeah, simple.
Why did I on a pen side?
They be talking, doing their thing. Yeah, man. Period. No.
Speaking of events, right? The week of 420 this year, this is in the works. I've got Apothecary Extracts is going to be our sponsor. We're going to get this going. But this is an announcement right here. First time anybody has ever heard anything about this, right? Where's Petty at tonight? Petty out there tonight?
Petty is he said he's saving everything for January 8th. That's what he said.
Okay. But listen. We're going to have a comedy showcase. It's going to be cannabis friendly. So we're going to have... Before the show, we're going to have vendors set up. We're going to have a little sesh tent set up. We're going to have, we have an education session, you know, and then we're going to have a show. And we're going to have a show full of comedians from around the region, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma. I got a cat man that we're talking to that might headline that some folks might know. I can't release the name yet, but, man, he comes from the East Coast, so we'll see if we can get that closed. But, I'm working on some cool shit. We're going to be bringing you Puff Laugh coming soon.
Man.
Everybody get high and laugh their ass off.
Jack the Official, tell them we in the business.
Yeah, man. Man,
and so you already know Famo Nation is gonna be there. Top on the Radio is gonna be there. You already know.
We in the building.
I look live. You hear me live?
Live. Going in live. You dig? Big shouts out, man. Big shout out OG Hall, OG Redneck, man. I keep saying OG Hall, OG Redneck, OG Dick.
Go listen to my shit.
Yeah, man, I'm on the medical, so you know, this thing a little different. But Big shout out to that little G, man. Y'all definitely,
Hey, how you smoke? Hey, what you think about the strain called soap?
I ain't had nothing, no soap, man. Somebody asked me something about that the other day, I thought. But I ain't seen nothing, man. I'll be looking for it, though.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you what. It's a little spot, Oki OG, that just opened up on right there, like 37th and Yale. Hey, look, they keep some in there. It's gas, too.
Man, this is what I
want to
know. We got the website, right? OG Hardware, OG Redneck. God damn it.
Yeah.
OG Redneck. OG Redneck.
Hey, you can find me on either name, man. You know, for the longest time, man, it was Harv Harvey. Now, the reason it was Harv Harvey, how it started out, was kind of funny because every time I'd say, somebody asked my name, I say Harv, they say, huh? I say Harv, they say, huh? I say Harvey, like Harv Harvey. And so it became Harv Harvey for the longest.
Yeah.
And everything I put out was.
We got the website, man, up and jerking, man. And again, big shouts out to everybody, man, that's stopping by the website. We will be speaking to some people. Now, this is the thing, man, for folks out there. I got to put it out there. Now, everything ain't free, you know what I mean? Just, I'm talking to people that's listening and tuning in, people that's been contacting us about getting on the website. It ain't free, man. Everything ain't free, you feel me? That's a service that, you know, comes with a fee. We can place your music video. You got your music video on YouTube or whatever, man. We can place that on the website. Our blogs, man, for our team to cover you in a blog, man. It's a $20 fee for that, man. So we ain't trying to break your pockets, man, but it's a fee for those things. But with OG Harv, man, and the things that you do, this is what I want to say, man. Can we get, and I know you rock with a lot of people. I know you rock with a lot of people, man. Can we get one grower or you know what I mean? You know the different people in different positions, though, but can we get, like, either one grower, man, or one strain that you feel like, you know what I mean, your strain, man, and let's get it, see if we can get a picture of it, man, so we can get it on the website.
Oh, yeah, man, ain't no problem.
Let's do OG Harv.
I'm going tomorrow to a grow up around Bigsby. To go talk to this Vietnamese cat, man, that I've known for a few years now. His name's John. John owns a nail parlor, too, man. But John's cool, man. A lot of people don't know how to take him. He got this strange haircut, little bowl haircut, man. And he looks like he don't look like he's a very sharp man, but John's a pretty sharp cat, man. So I'm going to go check him out tomorrow, man. He's come a long way with his growing and his his technique's gotten better and better. I've been with him from his, you know, kind of checking him out since his very first grow.
OG Redneck, top flower pick, Jag the Fisher, man. What we gonna call it? What we gonna call it, man? Cause I know Jag too. I know he know a lot of people, man, that be in that industry as well, man. Jag be getting pics and stuff too. What we gonna call it, man? But we gotta salute the industry, man, because like I said, man, it's all of us was here when this wasn't able to be like this. You did. And a lot of people, man, paid a lot of fines, spent a lot of jail time. You know what I mean? Messed up some families, man, messed up some records, all kind of shit, lost jobs and shit behind this. And now to see where it's at now, man, to me, I salute it because no matter what people, if they agree with it or not, you got to think about it, man. It's a big step. You feel me? And we are alive to see this shit. You feel me? In all generations and stuff, man, we are alive to see it get to this point, man. This is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But, man, I feel like also, too, man, we is in the state of Oklahoma. It's legal. It's legal deagle. You dig? So, man, we need to get some of them pictures, man, of these flowers, man, these buds, this type stuff. I know OG Harv, OG Redneck, and I know Jag the Fisher, man. Like I said, I know Jag the Fisher plugged in with people as well. Get these pictures, man, and get the names of them, man, and we'll come up with a top pick or something like that. Top picks, but we're gonna work it out, man. But let's get on.
All right, man. I'll get you some strays to check out, some pics. Ain't no problem.
Oh yeah. Salute High Times did it. You know what I'm talking about? So, shoot, man, we just showing love to, because it's also some growers out there. And, man, I've got tapped into the black farmers, and it's some women out there, man, that grow. And they got some of the biggest grower setups, man, in the country. And even with just different products and stuff, too, man. And there's a lot of them out there, man. I've been looking in a lot of just different groups, not just black people groups. But I've been looking in a lot of different groups, man, and researching people and chatting with them, man, getting in their inbox and figuring it out, you know, if they'll come to the show, man, and shed light on it, what it is they do. And a lot of them, man, it's the thing, man. I haven't had not one of them tell me no. You know, not one of them told me no or nothing like that. It's just all about working the timing and dates and stuff out. And that's a very cool thing, too. So upcoming, man, this coming, man, we getting ready to close the season out here soon. We still got some shows to go. We on what? Back to Business 83. You dig? So
you want me to bring your grower on?
Huh?
You want me to bring your grower, get a grower on? Come talk?
Oh, yeah. We want to talk to him. Tell him all we want to say.
I got a buddy, Steve Esplar, and that cat, man, he's a little dude, man. He's a working son of a bitch, man. He runs this little grove by himself, man, and he's been kicking ass. And he's got a little blog talk that he does too, man, a podcast. So I'm sure he'd be down to come drop some knowledge on y'all.
Make
that happen.
I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, you reminded me a while ago, you was talking about, you know, people that's gone to jail and stuff and had charges and all that. And, man, I don't know if really everybody understands that in Oklahoma, when 788 passed, there was another law, I believe it was 780, that passed. And it made a lot of things, man, that used to be felonies, not felonies no more. So, like, for instance, man, I had a case, I don't know, back in 03 or something, on some weed and some papers and paraphernalia, pipe and stuff. And, you know, that was a felony at the time, everything I had. And because when this law passed, it actually now went retroactive. So, you know, that wasn't a felony no more. And so even though it's on my record now, I can go get that fixed. So a lot of people don't realize, I think,
that
they
get
that fixed in Oklahoma for a lot of
people. Yeah, it expunged my misdemeanor from 2006. Real shit.
So I mean, you know, it turned a lot of people's felonies, man, into misdemeanors. So, you know, you can look into that stuff, man, and check and see if your case maybe falls underneath that. So I'm just going to drop that on you for any listeners out there that may have any family or anybody that's got any worries like that, you know, concerns, because I know life of the felon, you know, is a rough road sometimes. So be strong. Work hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Straight up. I can definitely dig it, man. And I want to say this, too, man, for everybody that's pushing. Like I said, it's 2022, man. It came to a new year, so that's already behind us. We're pushing into the future, man. Keep going. Keep jerking. Keep manifesting that energy. Keep walking inside of your creative manifestation, too, man. Learn how to harness and be stronger in your creative manifestation, man. That will help you in whatever it is that you're doing, especially trying to make it, trying to be something, you dig? As far as in with the music game and stuff, man, vibrations and energies and those type of things, if you learn how to, you know, use them and harness them and control them, man, you can do certain things. So everything, man, is for a progression. Like I said, I touched on it a few minutes ago. Everybody was asking about the website. The website is not free. You feel me? We always take care of people, man. We look out for people all the time, and we do reach out to certain people and give opportunities for free. We ain't gonna never stop doing that, you dig? But if you sit around and wait on us to choose you, then you never know when that's gonna come, and you never know when that's gonna happen. But, hey, if you don't, you don't. If you do, you do. Now, when it comes to artists submitting their music, it is a donation fee to have your music played on the show. So if you're not willing to do the audio dropping the promotion fee, it ain't really too much we can do to help you. Covers, people have been asking about covers. Covers are not free to get on. The Chop on the Radio Network system is now over the Underground Heat Cover magazine. So everything that the Underground Heat Cover magazine puts out runs through Chop on the Radio Network system. Those covers also come inside of a package. So everybody be thinking everything is free all the time. You know, that's cool. But no, that ain't how the way of the world works. You know what I mean? It ain't how business works. We salute a lot of people, man. We appreciate it. We're going to always place people for free. We're going to always select people and place them and show love. That's just what we do. We've always been that way. But we also run a business as well. We love what we do. We all trying to be successful. OG Redneck trying to be successful. YL Dallas trying to be successful. Jack the Fisher trying to be successful. I am. Night Train the Brand is. Femo Nation is as a whole. So certain things you just have to do. And it's a big respect thing as well, man. I know people said, man, I've been on artist helmets lately. It ain't that I've been on artist helmets lately. It's that we just got to open our eyes up and we got to understand we can't sit there and require people to pay us if we not going to pay for certain things ourselves. That's not putting that energy out there, and that's not how we, what they say, spread the wealth around or exchange monetary value and these type of things. All it is one person or one party is going to always feel like they putting in more inside the friendship bank than the other party. That's why we broke down red flag friendships a long time ago. It had nothing to do with games. It was on red flag friendships. I encourage people who didn't catch that episode, go catch that episode, or just go Google red flag friendships. And if you're taking away, if you always making withdrawals from the friendship bank, but you never making a deposit, then that you are a red flag friend. So that means you got to go. Or you got to be on the outside. You can no longer pull from the friendship bank. And that's just what it is. We covered a lot of these things because what we do, everything's tied into each other and everything makes sense. So when we last past shows and these things we've been dropping down has led up to this point. A lot of people make their New Year's resolution. A lot of us make certain New Year's resolutions way before the New Year's even hit. However you do your thing is you do your thing. But it's more respectful, man, and it's a better way of handling business. So we still do place people for free. We still do select people to, you know, and do those type of things for, but our services do cost. We are also trying to be great at what we do and be functional at what we do. Just like an artist that wants to get paid for their music, for performing. And this is what cracks me up. The artist would get on social media and talk about they deserve to get paid for performing, right? But when it comes to, say, their music getting played on the radio show, they expect that transaction to happen for free. And they say, well, you know, you're playing, you know, they're playing the music and this and this and this. Okay, cool. Well, eliminate the platform. Eliminate the platform and you play your own music on your own platform. Build your own fan base up to where you can offer that yourself. But just like you want to be paid for what it is that you do, and I know Petty, he ain't online, but Petty be going through this too. Just because you want to get paid for what you do, you cannot X out other people who put in the time, the effort, the finances, the energy, and all that into what they do. They deserve to be compensated as well. And it doesn't matter. This is where artists get the game fucked up. It doesn't matter if it's 10,000 people, 20 people, or 5 fucking people. It's 5 fucking people that your ass don't know. It's 5 freaking people. I seen somebody say, well, I'm reaching this many people, and this is how many, and y'all going over here to a place that's only bringing this many people. What the fuck does that matter if you in the business of gaining and retaining? What I mean by gaining and retaining, you gaining new eyes, new fans, new customers, new listeners, new viewers, and you want to retain them. So sometimes that shit might come in thousands, sometimes it might come in hundreds, tens, or that shit might come in ones, but you still gaining and retaining. So if you pass up the opportunity to gain and retain, you beating and cheating yourself. That's how I look at it, man. So a lot of people do this type of shit. And I don't understand why they do that shit. You want to get paid for you performing, but then you don't want to donate. And most people don't say, give me $100 to do this or give me this and this. Most people say $10, $20. And you mean to tell me $10 and $20 is enough money to bend you out of shape when you will pay whatever the studio time is if you got to, whatever the graphic designer is if you got to do these things, you will pay this or you will go spend hundreds on other forms of promotion. That shit boggles my mind, man, because it's like, okay, then, so what if they all cut you off? What if they say, okay, you know what? Every single artist that is not willing to invest in their business transaction with our platform, we just cut them all off. They might still go on to be great, cool, but that doesn't mean just because you choose not to pay that fee that those platforms are going to die because of you. And this is what I was getting to, not knocking artists or nothing like that. The same way an artist can make it and go on to be great without these platforms, the same way these platforms can go and be great without artists. But if you mix them together, it's a beautiful thing. But both of them can elevate without each other. But at some point in time, you're going to have to cross somebody else's radio show or somebody else's platform or whatever. YouTube. It's a lot of people who do YouTube shows that never play an artist's music. They never play an artist's song through their whole YouTube unless they're bringing up a video or something like that to talk about it, right, or critique it or something like that. Other than that, they never play an artist's song through their whole thing. And them people, their views are out the roof. Out the roof. So people are tuning in to listen to music, but it's a shitload of people that tune in to listen to what people talk about. That's why we have always encouraged artists to call their ass into platforms like these and voice their opinions on certain matters that have nothing to do with music. See, people be thinking they don't understand what we be doing because we so 100K with it. If you do that, then you can attract other people that take a liking to you. You can gain and retain. But if your ass don't never jump on these platforms, I ain't got to jump on these platforms, this and this, cool, you don't. But you missing out on an alley-oop. You can't slam dunk it because you can't fathom the power of the opportunity. So you overlook it, but you won't pay because, hey, man, I'm supposed to go perform and go pay. This is how I look at things is, okay, well, if that's the case, hey, I know what I pay. I know what we pay. I know what Famo Nation pay. So what makes people think that they more better than you because you got to invest your shit? What makes them think that they can get what you get for free when you got to invest in your shit, but they choose to invest their shit into other things, and when it comes to you, say, nah, they ain't worth me investing. Okay, well, then you're not worth the services. See, we ain't Gucci or nothing like that, so we ain't going to still make money off of you even though we don't want you in our clothes and shit. We just cut you off, you know what I mean, and continue to be great. But that shows a lot about your character, and it shows a lot about people.
Hey, bro.
Some people don't. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm sorry I got to interject here, man. I actually just, you know, while he was talking, it opened my messenger, was going through, I seen you sent me a message, and in that message, you sent a message about the golden ratio and music, the songs,
yeah,
and the people not
yeah.
sequence.
Yeah,
bro. I said you not. You know, this tells you talking about being on the same frequency. This right here is evidence in fact. Okay, I can send you a screenshot of my Google search before getting on and talking about it, and I literally had looked up the Fibonacci sequence. And you know, the definition and explanation of that, and because that was one of the points within the topic. So you know what I'm saying? That was
Right.
I just thought that was ironic and point in fact. So I had to interject, sorry.
That energy ripple. That's that energy ripple, yeah. Man. That's that energy ripple.
Yeah. That same way touching different places on the shore, you know, like you just said.
Now, this is what we all three need to figure out. We all three need to figure out how to get in that energy ripple when these people be taking their ass to the casino and they be popping for all that money. We need to figure out that shit, man. We got to figure this energy shit out so we can get that bag.
Yeah. We got to manifest that shit.
Hey, They said it's a system to it, man. You got to watch this machine and watch when this person do this and how many times they hit this and all this. Man, I know it's an energy thing we can tap into and forget all of it.
3 o'clock, let me tell you, the slot, the casino, especially here in Oklahoma, 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock, that's your golden hour. That's when the big payouts occur. 3 o'clock,
I ain't
hour,
lying to you. I'm the casino's worst customer. I'm too cheap for a casino, man. I'm going to keep it 100K, no blow. I'm too cheap because I'm gonna tell you like this. If I put a dollar in and that shit dropped down 10 cents and I haven't won anything, I'm cashing out, man. And I'm going to walk out with my 90. I'm going to walk out with my 90 cents. And that's just how cheap I am. I'm going to keep it 100K.
Hey, I stay out of them, man. Last time I had experience, man, up there around Norman, they had a big old casino up there, man. I went and played blackjack. Ended up being the only man. One at the table with the dealer, man, and I made a run on him. Pow, 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 pow. Man, I went in there with $40. I left with $400, and I was just like, bam, feeling it. I went home, you know, went to the hotel. I was up there working, went to work the next day, got off. I was like, man, I got to go try these golden hands out again. I walked up in there, man, and I lay down with one hand with just me and the dealer again. I lay down with one hand, and they stopped after one hand. And he said, hold on. Maybe they changed the dealer on me. Let me tell you, they seen my facial. This facial recognition kicked in here because they was like, oh, no, he ain't going to run on us again. They sent a dealer down there, bro. I shit you not.
Exactly.
We played 10 hands.
Go ahead.
10 hands, bro. And 8 of those 10 hands, this dealer pulled a blackjack. Now tell me how the hell that worked. It ain't gonna happen. Ain't no damn Lord's way ever gonna happen. You gonna get 8 out of 10 hands blackjack as a dealer.
I just
gave them $400 back, took my head, and never went back to the casino. I ain't been back since. I said, hell, fuck y'all.
Jack, you still on there with a Jack? Solid night.
Yeah, I'm still on her.
Check this out. If I go to the yo, I call it the yo. Everybody say that's the studio. I call the casino the yo. If I go to the yo, and I put a $20 bill in the machine, right? I say I'm playing with the dollar. I put a dollar in there. I'm playing the penny machine. I put that dollar in there. I didn't play it. It didn't took 10 cents from me. My way of thinking, and I haven't won shit. My way of thinking is, damn. I done lost 10 already. I done put in 100 pennies. I done lost 10, and I ain't get shit. So that's 10 times I didn't get it right. That 11th time, I'm going to cash that shit out, and I'm going to get it right. That's how I see it. Maybe I'm just kooky, but if I put a $20 bill in there, that shit dropped down to $15. That means that shit didn't took five, and I ain't won nothing. Nah, man, this ain't for me. Now, when it comes to poker, it's totally different. I get down on the poker table, and I wouldn't mind, you know, if I lose or lose. Shooting dice, I got you. But when it comes to them damn machines, I just can't see it, man. I didn't watch too much shit and found out too much shit, how they set them and all that shit. I just can't see it. Because at one time, the machines got set wrong, and that shit was paying out a lot of fucking people was hitting jackpots. Right? Y'all remember that shit? Yeah, y'all gotta go check it out, man. It was a time, man, when it comes to the machines and stuff, man. I came across some stuff that, you know, showed me that the machines, you know what I mean, can got settings and shit. So that's another thing. But
they do. They program them. Man.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, I just me, man. If that shit, if I put a dollar in there and I get down to 90 cents and I ain't at least won something back, like I can understand if I put that dollar in there, I went down 98 cents, then I went up a dollar and 2 cents, and then I went back down to a dollar and 7 cents. That would be cool with me. But damn it, you gonna take 10 cents from me and I ain't won shit? Nah, player. I'm not supposed to feed you. So normally what I do, I'm the guy that walks around with the drink, looking creepy, watching everybody. Y'all just seen that person. I'm that guy. But, hey, if you go to the casino, you have good luck. That's your thing. Salute to you, man. Salute to you, man. I need to learn your energy. I need to get it in your vibrational frequency and see so that can rub off on me. But, man, hey, make sure y'all go check out OG Redneck, man. We're going to be working on some things with OG Redneck, too, on the website for him as well, man, and the things that y'all heard on the show. Big shout out to Jag the Official while that is going down, man. Make sure y'all go check out the website, man, at Mr34.com. Up and running, man. We will be featuring people on there, but like I say, man, you know what I mean? We got the blog on there, the Hotspot Spotlight. You feel me? So make sure when you go check on there, man, you also go check out the Highlight Spotlight option on there. And the website is going to be different things. It's going to be on there, man, weekly. So make sure you stay tuned into it because you just never know what's going to be featured on there. And for how long you dig, it's going to be some different videos on there, different things. We're going to got a connection with some photographers, so we're going to do some pictures of the week and this type of different things. Just rock with us, man, 34, the Mr34.com. It's going down, you dig? Talk on the radio, man, and everything will link you to where you need to be linked at. You can access it. I'm excited about it. Like I said, it's been getting a lot of love, man, a lot of attention, a lot of awareness, and that's what it's for, man. So chop on the radio at gmail.com. Holler at us, man. Contact us. Once you contact us, don't just send your music and think just because you send your music is going to get played. You got to contact us, man, and so we can tell you about the package, man, and you can decide if you want to take the package or not. You dig? If you don't want to pay the $10 donation, no problem, man. It's cool, man. You know, we don't mind you coming on the show and chopping it up, but you ain't going to come on the show and promo about you all the time because you ain't OG Redneck, so you can't do that. You ain't old schooler, so you can't do that. So, you know what I mean? We don't let you come on, and that's why I be telling people on my posts, when we put up certain things, jump on it because that's your time to come on, man, free of charge, and do what you do. Pop your shit or whatever it is that is calling for. But other than that, man, you know, gotta handle business. Gotta handle business, man. If not, we're gonna keep this shit jerky regardless. You feel me? So big shout out to everybody. Much love from the heart, man. But moving forward, man, everybody trying to elevate. Everybody trying to get there. And we're gonna get there too. Big shout out to OG Redneck, man, for calling in. Big shout out to Schooler, man, for calling in, plugging in with us 12. Everybody else that's been on the line, man, we appreciate y'all, man. Much love. Till next time, man. Say what?
That's a Happy New Year. I'm out.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, man. It's all the same, man. Jag the Official, anything you want to say? Jag, anything you want to say, some more?
Man, sure. You know what it is, man. Shout out to Famo Nation, man. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Chop on the radio. Look, on my own 10. Hey, man, salute my Famo YL for his birthday. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Point Blank. OG Hard for tapping in with us. You know what it is. On my own 10, Young Jag the Official in the building, baby.
Straight like that. Don't need to put nothing else on it, man. That was already too much sauce. Keep it jerky.